Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the Campus and Community Radio Show, where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next hour. And we've got a great show lined up for you this week, as always. Last week, we had a little bit of a week off. I was not here live in the studio because I was out watching Play Your Gender, the great film, new documentary by our friend Stephanie Clattenburg. You may have caught the interview here on Halifax is Burning last week and the week before. And if you didn't, I recommend you check it out on the Halifax is Burning interviews podcast. You can get your hands on that on iTunes just by searching Halifax is Burning, or you can also find a link at halifaxisburning.com. But I'm back in action live here on the radio airwaves this evening and ready to bring you 60 minutes of some of the best music our region has to offer. Later on in the program, we'll hear a brand new single from Gabrielle Papillon. We've also got a new single from Like a Motorcycle, something brand new from the Holy Snappers, and we'll hear from our friends in the Drug Rugs, who are celebrating a special show here in Halifax this week. Before we get to all that, though, I kind of want to talk about another radio station. It's not something we do here very often on the program, especially when we're talking about commercial radio. But it was hard to avoid this, I guess it was a meme that kind of blew up regionally here in Halifax today, especially on my Facebook. And I, of course, my friend list is lots and lots of music supporters and lots of musicians and music fans. So it was no surprise that a lot of my friends were sharing this. The original story stems from, I won't name the station because we shan't dignify it as such, but some local DJs from, if you can call them that anymore, a radio station here in Halifax, a commercial radio station, a classic rock radio station, let's call it, posted a meme. I think it was an image from Goodfellas. Regardless, it was a story that they were trying to tell about going to a venue in Shettycamp, Nova Scotia, up in Cape Breton, and getting to the door, and there's live music happening at the door, or at the venue. There's live music going on, and of course, where there's live music, there's a cover charge, because that's how musicians make their money, and that's how people support musicians who are touring and performing. And it was an $8 cover charge. There was 11 people, so do the math, it should have been $88. They offered the door person, you know, let us in for $50. The door person said, no, no deal. That's not how this works. Everybody pays $8. So they turned around and left. Now, it could have ended there, but instead, these radio personalities decided to turn this into a sort of digital hubbub, post this meme on their Facebook, and then make a big deal about the fact that these people weren't willing to accept the deal, and they walked away from it. And as you might expect, a lot of community backlash ensued, in which people were saying, this is ridiculous. You should support local music. You should support musicians. You of all people as local radio personalities should know this. And I agree. I certainly agree. But I also think that if you are looking to commercial radio to support local music, you're looking in the wrong place. I don't think you're going to hear lots of local music on any of the commercial radio stations in Halifax, around the Maritimes, around the country, around the globe. That's just not how commercial radio works. It's not their MO. They're not in it to bring you Atlantic Canadian music as it's meant to be heard. They're in it for cash. They're in it for advertising. They're in it for clicks and views. All these things, we know all these things. If you're listening to CKDU right now, there's a reason you're listening to CKDU, and I don't have to preach to you the gospel of campus and community radio, but it's worth mentioning that we put a lot of stock in the radio airwaves, and we still do, even in this digital era, and I think that we are constantly fighting for space for local musicians, for independent artists on our airwaves. When it comes to commercial radio, those windows are small and few and far between, and the opportunities they present to support our local community are very, very rare, with the exception of maybe a one-hour block that is shoved at 9 o'clock on a Sunday, which does great work and is hosted by a wonderful and supportive individual. But the moral of the story here is, you come to places like CKDU because you're going to hear stuff that's not on the radio anywhere else. And we like to keep it that way. And if you believe that local music is important, if you believe that independent music is important, and you want to hear more of it on your radio, I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to be on commercial radio. It's going to be on stations like this, on stations like CHSR in Fredericton, on local 107.3 in St. John, New Brunswick, CHMA in Sackville, Caper Radio in Sydney, Cape Breton. So all that to say, welcome, and let's get the party started with some music you're not going to hear on any other radio station in Halifax. Here's a brand new song from a brand new record by our friends in Botfly. This song is called Disjointed, and you're listening to Halifax Is Burning. a brand new song from the Holy Snappers. They just released a brand new record. It's called Not Enough. That's a track called Everything. Thanks to Brent for sending that along. Always happy to play some Holy Snappers on the air. Before that, we heard from the Vikings self-titled debut, a song called 11. What a great band. What a great song. And kicking us off tonight here on Halifax is Burning, something from the brand new self-titled Botfly record. Getting us started heavy tonight, a song called Disjointed. We're going to play a new single for you now from Like a Motorcycle. The band premiered a video for this song on Noisy this week. Here's a song from them called Dead Finger. You're tuned in to Halifax is Burning.
We'll be right back.
The Drug Rugs with a track called Crawlin'. Big thanks to that band for reaching out, asking Halifax Is Burning to jump on board as a bit of a sponsor. If you find yourself in Halifax, Nova Scotia, this weekend on September 30th, the Drug Rugs are playing a special event they're calling The Fever. That's going down at Men's and Molly's. You can catch that band, a great local band, The Lazees, and this band right here. They're called Pretty Normal, from their self-titled EP produced by Adam Warren of Glory Glory fame. This is a song called Couch. You're listening to Halifax Is Burning.
Haven't really slept in days, never really feel aware. And now for something completely different.
I was once a lonesome fool. Ain't no one picks a bone like you. No one seems to notice, and no one wants to know this. There ain't no bitter like the taste of you. This is bad.
Title track from her new record. It's called Keep the Fire. That's Gabrielle Papillon and the debut single from that record. It's a beautiful record. I've had the chance to listen to it. It comes out on October 13th via a UK label called The State 51 Conspiracy. And you want to get your hands on it. It's a beautiful record produced by our friend Daniel Ledwell. Well, for the next couple of weeks here on Halifax is Burning, we're going to spend some time on each program talking about the Halifax Pop Explosion, which takes place in Halifax, Nova Scotia from October 18th to October 21st. Of course, the Pop Explosion is the best place to see some of the best music in our country, including lots and lots of great Atlantic Canadian bands. And Lito Pimienta is a name that you've heard here on the program before, and certainly no doubt over the last couple of weeks you've heard her name a lot. She is the winner of this year's 2018 Polaris Music Prize, taking the $50,000 prize home for her record called La Papesa. It's a monumental feat because this is a record that was released without a label, without any PR team, without any management, completely independent by Lito. So it's a big win for lots of independent artists. And we are very excited to welcome Lito Pimienta here in Halifax for the Halifax Pop Explosion, not only as a performer, but as a speaker, as part of the conference component of the Pop Explosion. I saw Lito both perform and speak at Zappy Fest earlier this summer, and she is a force to be reckoned with, not to be missed. So if you want to get a little taste of what to expect from Lito Pimienta, we're going to hear a song right now from her Polaris Prize winning album, La Papesa. This is a song called Agua, and you're listening to Halifax Is Burning. from Toronto, Ontario. That is Metz. Their new album, Strange Peace, just came out last week. Metz will be one of many bands here in Halifax for the Halifax Pop Explosion, taking place October 18th to 21st. In fact, Metz is one of the bands kicking off the festival on Wednesday, October 18th. You can see them performing at the Marquee Ballroom here in Halifax. A great room to see a show. The next night, on October 19th, at the Halifax Forum, the Multipurpose Center, one of my favorite bands comes to town from the United States of America. This is a band called Cloud Nothings. Their new album, Life Without Sound, is very great. It was produced by a man named John Goodmanson. It's not very often that you get to say you recorded a record with someone who also made a record for one of your favorite bands. And if you want to talk about that, hit me up on Twitter at HFXisBurning. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Here's a song from Life Without Sound by Cloud Nothings. This one is called Realize My Fate.
Thank you.
track on the new album from Cloud Nothings. It's called Life Without Sound. We're so excited to welcome Cloud Nothings back to Halifax, part of the Halifax Pop Explosion, which takes place from October 18th to 21st. Pick up a wristband, tell your friends, come out and party. Some amazing bands coming to Halifax as part of that festival, and you're going to hear more about them as the weeks progress here on Halifax Is Burning. We're going to leave you tonight with a song from a band based in Fredericton, New Brunswick. They're called the Hypochondriacs. It's going to be an excellent lead-in to the rest of your evening. This is a band I've heard nothing but amazing things about their live show, especially from my friends who live in Fredericton. Shout-outs to Penelope and Zach and Adam Bowie. I think my friend Don Adams is going to like this one a lot, so we'll leave you with it. Here's the first track from their new record. It's called In 3-4. The song is called Just Like Before. And goes a little something like this, taking us out on Halifax Is Burning tonight. Take care of yourselves and one another. We'll see you next week.